Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Samach Aleph, mitzvah 261, the second to last mitzvah in Parshas Kedoshim, as we bring it towards the end of Kedoshim, and we have the Parsha of the Arayos repeated once again in Parshas Kedoshim, as we alluded to yesterday. In Parshas Achrayimos, where the mitzvahs were counted of the Arayos, those were the warnings. You're not allowed, you're not allowed, you're not allowed, you're not allowed. Here, it doesn't say it that you're not allowed. This is just a description of the punishments. As the Torah describes, after going through Molech and cursing one's parents, as we discussed yesterday, the Gemara starts the Arayos. Ish asher yinefes eishes ish, asher yinefes eishes re'ehu. A man who does this, mos yumas, hanoef anu ofes. A man who lives with his father's wife, mos yumsu shneim, demehem bam. Yishkeves kalaso, mos yumsu, tevel asu demehem bam. Right, describing all of the isurim. But there is one explicit Misa that is quoted here that has not been quoted earlier. And though we had a couple of mitzvahs counted, we had chenek, we had hereg counted in Parshas Mishpatim, but we did not count Sreifa yet. Sreifa, the mitzvah upon Bezdin to put somebody to death through Sreifa, is counted right here because the Pasuk tells us in Pasuk Yudalet, the ish asher yikach es isha ve es ima zimahi. A man lives with a mother and daughter. It is zima. Ba ish yisrefu oso ve es hen velo siya zima besochachem. They are chayev misa through sreifa. We'll get to, this is one of the 10 isurim, one of the 10 averis that that one is chayev sreifa for. That is today's mitzvah. Again, we haven't had one of these in a long time. A mitzvah upon bezdin. Not a mitzvah upon any individual, a mitzvah upon Bezdin to put those who are chayiv sreifa to death through sreifa. Lihios Bezdin sarfen ba'esh, the chinuch tells us that is a mitzvah for Bezdin to put to death through fire. Klomash and its tavo a Bezdin la'asos mishpat b'sreifa b'miksas averus, by some averus, va'achas man yabal isha val'ima. One of them is someone who lives with his, with a mother and her, with a woman and her mother. Already said earlier, Pashas, most of the discussion here, says the Gemara, is that the issur is only on the second woman. A man lives with a woman, and then with her mother, the first woman wasn't Be'isser. It's only the first woman. Unless the Gemara says, maybe you come up with a case where a man lives with his mother-in-law, and then with his grandmother-in-law. So that's a case where both of them can be Be'isser, but the first one is not Aser Mishum. It is also because the mother-in-law also, so it could be a little of both. Okay. But the pashtus is that says the chiddush is only one of them, meaning the second one. Shekin ba pirish mezechas anhedrin v'amrusham shekin b'malkam ploni koren la'achas hein v'chula kamosha kasafti shams. This is the mitzvah of sreifa that the chinuch mentioned. If we skip for a moment to the last paragraph of the chinuch, we're going to go a little out of order here. The chinuch points out what he mentioned already in Parshas Mishpatim, v'kfar kasafti lamala v'seida mishpatim mitzvah saseh dalid, which is really Mem Zayin, ki haramban zechrona levracha lo yimne b'cheshbon ha-mitzvahs b'sefer shalo arba mises bezdin v'shom eveti ksasim etab shakasav hu b'inyan. If you remember the chinuch said back in Mishpatim that the Ramban, it's a machlokas Ramban in the Shrushim, whether you count four separate mitzvahs for the Chayvim Mises Bezdin, Skilas Reifa Herek Chenek. The Rambam, and the Chinuch follows the Rambam as he always does, counts four separate mitzvahs. And the Ramban argues, it's just Misa. It's just Misa. What do you need to count four mitzvahs? The Rambam says it's a mitzvah Reish Chavav Zayin Chesentes, the Dalai Mises Bezdin. And the Ramban in the Shrashim argues. So the question is, what is the Nekudas HaMachlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether you count the mitzvahs separately or not? That is the discussion. The Ramban just says it's all a mitzvah of Uviyarat HaRami Kirbecha. You have to remove the evil, the wicked, from amongst you. Doesn't matter how. So that's the Ramban. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? So explains the Mitzvah HaMelech beautifully in the Mitzvah Reish Chavav through Reish Chav Tes. V'nire, to Machlokas Rambam v'Ramban la biyafusa l'chudhi. It's not just a question of limudim. In Makar HaMitzvah, is the Makar for the Mitzvah from the Pasuk Uviyata Rami Kevecha? Or is the Makar for the Mitzvah the Psukim Skilos Reif HaHerachanek? It's not just about limudim, but it's a question about lumdis. What's the Chiyuv upon Bezdin? Is the Chiyuv upon Bezdin to kill this person in any way? And the details are all secondary. The mitzvah is to kill the person. You're right. We told you, step two, how to kill the person. But the mitzvah conceptually is defined as kill them. Mashma. The etam achiyah b'chol machayvi mitzvahs bezdin hu sheyamus ve'nafgamina be'ezah ofan. Doesn't matter exactly how. That's what the Ramban would say. To be dinia bezdin hu shenosan lazes skilo lazes sreifa ava mitzad achote atzmo onesh shelo hu sheyamus. Mitzad bezdin they have a chiyah to go through certain details, but mitzad the chote the sinner no. Ulam, but the Ramban would hold no. His chait is machayev each specific misa. The gufa onesh chaluk me'aveira la'aveira. To baze etzem achiyev uskila. Ubaze etzem achiyev usreifa v'chein kulam. And that's why the Rambam says you got to count them separately. Because each of these onshim reflect a different misa aveira. What's the raya to the Rambam? Says the mitzvah zamelach. I'll bring you raya to the Rambam. The Gemara in Sanhedrin daf mem gimel. Darshins, in the context of skila, it says the word even, and it says the word avanim, in a different context. What do you need both words? So the Gemara there says, Sanhedrin mem gimel man aleph. If you only added the word even, I might have thought, well, you throw one stone, but if the guy doesn't die after one stone, okay, he gets off. He gets off. Right? Lo nesi achrinu miktalei. We don't bring another one. That's what he says, avanim. Vikaz rachman avanim, havanim ikar nesi tarti. You might have said, you have to bring two, because rachman, you can bring one. If that does the trick, that does the trick. What's the havamina? That if you do it with one stone, meaning you push him off the cliff, as we discussed, and then you throw one stone, he still didn't die. That's it! That's it! You don't try anymore? Kamash Malon, you do. What's the havamina? So according to the Ramban, you would say, no, what do you mean? Kill him, you kill him. Have the rest is details. But according to the Ramban, the havamina makes sense. The havamina is that you have a specific way to kill him, and if you don't kill him in that way, that's it! Because his misa is, his chait is only mechayev a certain misa. Kamash Malon. Maybe the Ramban could also read that Gemara as the Havamina like the Ramban, but that's the Kamash Malon. Once you have both psukim, it means break two stones, but do anything, do any way yet possible. But that might be the issue in the Gemara. So what nafkaminas are there between the Rambam and the Ramban? Again, number one, how many mitzvahs you count? Do you count one mitzvah, or do you count four mitzvos? Number two, what if Bezdin, for some reason, cannot put the person to death in the way that is prescribed by the Torah? You have to do, you want to do chenek, but there are no ropes available. Right? So what do you do? So, can you put it to death in another way? And if you do, is that a fulfillment of the mitzvah? According to the Ramban, says the mitzvah zamelacha, yeah, it would be, there's a lechad chila b'dieva, but if you did it this way, the mitzvah is uviyata rabbi kebecha. So in any way you do it. But according to the Rambam, it could be nimsa. To bazeshi yefshala hamiso b'misa ksuvabo, eina makayi mikar onsho. Right? And therefore, maybe it's a separate din of uviyata hara, to kill them in a b'dieva way. But it's not the main din of killing them in the misa that is prescribed. One other nafkamini he quotes, and that is, if Bezin kills them in the wrong way, with a mevatel mitzvah saseh. So according to the Rambam and the Chinuch, yes. There's a separate mitzvah, skilas reva herek chenek, and if you don't do it in the right way, you are mevatel mitzvah. According to the Rambam, no, the mitzvah is to kill them. There's a detail, an important detail, but a detail, which one? Skilas reva herek chenek, but conceptually it's all one mitzvah, therefore however they do it, it would be okay. But that is an important discussion of the mitzvahs HaMelech there, on the mitzvahs of the Rambam, relating to our mitzvah, that the Rambam counts it as a separate mitzvahs HaSeh, D'oraisa. Okay, now we continue. Back to the top, where we're up to. Misharshi Yisr HaArayos, Kasafti L'mala B'achremos, Mashi Yadati V'shvati Binyan. Look back what I said about Arayos earlier, because it applies here too. What do you mean Arayos? Why Dafka is he saying Arayos? So, we're talking about Arayos in this pasuk. Right, the mitzvah is Sreifa. But it's interestingly, if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Sanhedrin, when the Rambam talks about, in the 15th parak, Parak Tezvav, he talks about, and the 14th parak, talks about these mitzvahs upon Bezdin. Arba Misas Nimsru LeBezdin. Skilas Reifa Harichenek. Skilas Reifa Hariga Besayef Vechenek. Skila Sreifa Mufurashin Yimah Torah. Skila and Sreifa are explicit in the Torah, right? Our pasuk today is Sreifa. Umi pi Moshe Rabbeinu Limdu. And from Moshe we learned, Shekal Miso Ha'amura B'Torah Stam Chenek. Where it ever just says, kill somebody without specifying, that means Chenek, that's a third. The Ahorig is Chaveru Misas Abisayef. So we got those from Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Rambam says, Kol Misa Mehen Misas Asehi LeBezdin La'arog Lemishin Eschayeba. So Misas Asehi upon Bezdin to kill. Someone who is obligated. The ain rishus l'melech l'harog v'achaz v'en el b'sayif b'vad. a melech killing a person, Marba Malchus, that's a separate. That's not part of the Skilos Reifa Herachenek. That's not part of the Chayvim Mises Bezdin. That's always a din of Saif. That is the separate halacha. And call Mechuya Mises Bezdin. Shalom Hemisu Oso Bezdin. Bitlu Mitzvah Saseh. They were Mavata, the Mitzvah Saseh, if they didn't put them to death. But then the Rambam goes through that there are 36 Averis that get Yemisa's Bezdin. 36 Averis. Says the Rambam. Where is it starting from? Says the Rambam. Calling a skull and Shabbatar Abar. So there are 18 Skilas. 18 Skilas, and he goes through. Some of them are Arayos, and Obed Avodah Zarah, and Molech, and Oven Yedoni, and Mesis, Mediach, Mechal Shabbos. Those are all Skila. And the Rambam talks about how many are Hereg. How many are Hereg, meaning decapitation. Shnayim, two. Murder. And Nidach. Right? And Ira Nidachas. What about Chenek? How many are Chenek? So, you have a couple Arayos, Balashas Ish. But then, if you wound your parents, and if you kidnap, Zakin Mamre. Srefa? 10 of them, all Arayos. Srefa is only Arayos. Our mitzvah today, all 10 Averis that are Machayev Yisrefa are Arayos. So there's 18, 10, 2, and 6. Right, that is all of the Nimsu, Kol Aruge Bezdin, Shisha V'Shloshim. And Rama goes through, what are the 10? The one that's talked about in our Pasuk. That is the mother and daughter. Then Bas Kohen, Shazinsa, Habal Bito, Bas Bito, Bas Bino, Bas Ishto, Bas Bito, Bas Bino, many of the primary family relationships. Mother-in-law, mother-mother-in-law, mother-father-in-law, all of these are Srefa, they're all Arayas. Maybe that's also why the Chinuch says, right here in our mitzvah, that remember what I said about Arayos earlier and put that here, because this mitzvah of Srefa is all Arayos. That's the 10 mitzvah, 10 Averis that one would get Srefa for are said right here. If you remember also what the Chinuch said earlier in Mitzvah Kuf Tzadik, what he's referring to, a lot of Kabbalistic ideas about Arayos. He quoted the Ramban that family members are known. The closer the family, maybe the neshamas won't fit in perfectly, and therefore it's a problem. But just wanted to remind ourselves of two other thoughts that we mentioned back in Mitzvah Kuf Tzadik relating to Arayos, because that's what this mitzvah is about today, and that is Rav Sirotzkin, the Zayin LaTorah, and Rav Hirsch. They said it, again, we said it then, but I'll repeat it now. Rav Sirotzkin says earlier in the beginning of the Parsha of Arayos, there in Achremos, in Pasuk Vav, Shtei Ahavos Barak HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo. There are two types of love, family love and spousal love. Those are the two ultimate loves. We like our friends, we like a lot of people, but love and Ahava is, oh, that's a deep feeling, and that's blood relatives and spouse. Those are the two types of love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Shtei avos Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo. Avos mishpacha, shebein horim b'tzatzaehem, ulubein achim v'achyos, v'shar krovi mishpacha, family. And number two, avos kala misos dodim, shebein ish le'ishto. You know what the point of Arayos is? All of those Arayos, most of them, don't mix and match. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created two different types of ava. Keep them separate. And keep them, you want to create a new family? Okay, then you get married. That starts off with Ava, that's spousal love. Says that it's Azayim HaTorah, don't mix them. V'lo ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'arov Ahava ba'ahava, she'tizchazik Ahavas HaMishpacha ayde Ahavas Ishus. Adar Abba, ratz HaShaha'ava HaRishona tismayt ayde HaShniya. So the opposite, my family love goes down, right? My priorities become my wife instead of my parents, right? V'al davak b'ish, alken yazov adam es aviv imo, v'al davak b'ishto, v'ayil basar echad. It's a pasuk in Brachos. It goes down. He quotes the pasuk. Alken yazov ish es aviv es imo. Tim libnos mishpacha chadasha. Alide banim u'banos mishutafin. And that's what he means. Ish, al kol she'er b'saro, where you have the mishpacha love, lo tikrevu. Don't come close. Od alide ahavas dodim. Right? Because you don't want this new love. Why? Number one, because it'll be a Bria Kadasha. It'll be like Kilayim, he quotes. Like creating something. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create this love. Two types of love. So you shouldn't be creating it. Or number two, sometimes this love could cause more problems than it can cause help. Sha'ava v'dekas kazos tuchal lahavi nezek l'sviva. Sha'ari b'shvil ahava regila v'chulu, when he talks about it. That was Rav Sirotzkin there in Achremos. Rav Hirsch there, we mentioned as well, as another beautiful thought, where he says that the physical relationship between a husband and a wife, between a man and a woman, was given to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a matana. Matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We use the physical relationship between a husband and a wife to deepen love between them. But if they love each other beforehand because they're family, then what's the purpose of the physical relationship? They already love each other beforehand. And therefore, it's just physical pleasure. That's not the purpose. And that's why he ossered it. Because it has to be used in order to deepen the feelings between one another. Good. Now that we're in the onshim, back to our parsha, now that we're in the onshim of Achremos, of the Arayas, though, one other ha'ara, that is Rav Moshe. I think we might have mentioned this at the beginning as well, of Kedoshim, and that is, Rav Moshe says, we have two parshias of Arayas in the Torah. One is in Achremos, all the Asharas, all the wardings, and here, we're in the parsha of Kedoshim, all of the onshim, and the one onus that we count as a mitzvah is Sreifa. Ask Rav Moshe, what's stuck in the middle? Why didn't the Torah just go straight? All the warnings and all the onshim. Perek Yates is in the middle. What's Perek Yates about? Kedoshim Tiyu. And all the mitzvahs that we spoke about related to holiness. Why is that stuck in the middle? Says Rav Moshe, right here in the Drash Moshe, at the beginning of Kedoshim. Because one might have thought that why do we punish a person in Yadus? Why? Because we want to give him what he deserves and we want to patch him. Why do we give Malkus? It's all about helping him. It's all about giving him a kapara. It's all about refining him, if it's Malkus, in order that he doesn't do it again. It's not just to put him away and throw him away. The ultimate purpose, yes, okay, fine, if he's dangerous to society, that's a secondary help and toeles. But the real purpose of every onesh and yadus is for the person. So that's why. You're warned about all the arayas, but before you hear about the punishments, kedoshim to you. Realize that everything here is about sanctifying the person. All of these onshim are in order that you get the message. Aval Hashem Yisbarach Einu Yari Mizeh Shabbi Yadol Lishmar Bruav Aval HaOnshim Hu Al HaChatam HaGadol Shadam Sorach LaHavin Shem Dvar Meusim. You should realize that these are disgusting actions. It's to teach you something. Shazeh Winyan Kedoshim Tiyu Shesorach L'Shanos Tivo V'Darko Shekal Gufo V'Chal Machshavos Aviyu Keben Torah. So before you hear about the Onshim, Kedoshim Tiyu. Realize what this whole system is about. Okay. We continue now. Actually, one more ha'ara, and that is, we mentioned this in Parshas Shir last week. We have all of these mises, Beis Din, and we think about, oh, Beis Din is busy killing everybody every day. The Mishnah Makkah says it never happened. It hardly ever happened. Maybe once every 7 years, maybe once every 70 years. So what's the message of this mitzvah? It never happened. And okay, there are other mitzvahs that never happened either. But what's the message? So the Chazon Ish we quoted last week in Parshas Shir, it quoted in the Kamosi Shal Rav, says that sometimes the din and the formulation of a mitzvah in the Torah is even more important than the carrying out of the mitzvah itself. The Chazon Ish used that to explain ayin tachas ayin. Why does the Torah say ayin tachas ayin? It doesn't really mean it. It means money. No, because you should feel as if your eye's taken out if you wound somebody. So that formulation teaches you the message of a mitzvah, even if the actuality, practically, we don't take an eye for an eye. So the Chazon Ish said the same thing here. By the Mises Beis Din, it hardly ever happened. But the message of what is Chayiv Misa, if one does it, reflects on the severity of the Avera itself. Yeah, it's an important Chazon Ish relating to this. Vayter, Midini HaMitzvah, let's continue. What are some of the halachas of the mitzvah of Sreifa? Masha Amru Zacharin Om Lebracha Mitzvah Sanisrafim. Shiyu Meshakin Oso Bezevel Arakubosav. What did they do? Like the other mises, they used to stick the person, deep into the ground, into Zevel, in order that they don't move. Venosin Suda Kasho, Betok Suda Rach, Vakorach Al Tzavaro. They wrap around his neck. Veshteidov Zemoshe Chaslo, Vezemoshe Chaslo. The two witnesses don't testify and then they leave. You testify that he's Chayiv Misa, so you do it. You pull one side, you pull the other side. They force the victim's mouth open. Achu Poseach as Piv. As we know, Misa Sreifa doesn't mean we just burn the guy alive. We pour hot lead down his mouth. And it goes down and burns his inside. That is the mitzvah of Sreifa. If you look in the Gemara in Meseches Sanhedrin, amazing Gemara, Sanhedrin, Nun, Beis, Amid, Beis. The Menchas Chinuch quotes this Gemara in Os Aleph, but we'll get to what he says about it in a minute. The Gemara says, Bas Imrte Bas Tli, Bas Kohen Shezinsahave. There was a Bas Kohen that was Mizane, so she's Chayav Sreifa, that's one of the ten. Akva Rav Chama Bar Tuvia Chavile Zmuros Visarfa. One of the Amorim, Rav Chama Bar Tuvia wrapped her up in vines and burned her. That's what the Gemara says. Amar Rav Yosef Tabatarti. Rav Yosef said, Rav Chama Bar Tuvia made two mistakes. Number one, Tabid Rav Masna. He made a mistake with Rav Masna. What's Rav Masna? Rav Masna says, you don't actually burn them, you pour hot lead down their throat. Vita Bidatanya, and also he made the following mistake. His second mistake was that he was an Amora. There wasn't any Chayvi Mises Bezin anymore. It wasn't a Sanhedrin. What's he doing killing people for? So that's why he made those. Rav Yossi said he made those two mistakes. End of the Gemara, two dots. He's supposed to understand that Gemara. Says the Marshal in the back, the Chacham Shlomo. Lulei de Mistafina. If I wasn't nervous about people thinking that what I'm saying is extreme, I would say he didn't make any mistakes. And really, one question answers the other question. It was at a time period when there was no Chayvi Mises. That's right. But the generation needed the message. And therefore, Beis Din, in every generation, does what they think the Klal Yisrael need. So this person was obviously bringing down the entire level of spirituality in Klal Yisrael. So therefore, the Chacham Shlomo says, Rav Aguria wanted to kill her. But he couldn't kill her in the regular Sreifa way, because Chayvi Mises Beis Din aren't knowing anymore. See, Dafka, on purpose, killed her in the way that he's not supposed to kill her, because it's not real Chayvi Mises Beis Din. He did it as a remez. But Dafka, one question answers the other question. Unbelievable. I'm not arguing on the Gemara. I'm saying this. Right, L'mashiach, that means, right, it's all conceptually, it's no nafkamina what I'm saying, but I'm giving a different shot in the story. That's the Marshal. If you look in the Margolis Hayam on that Gemara also, one of the great Achronim on Sanhedrin, he also quotes Rav Kook in the Mishpat Kohen, who also says that when Beis Din does something, they should always try to do it patterned after the Din d'Oraisa, even if they can't fulfill it. That's what he quotes, basically the same idea as the Marshal in a beautiful way, but the Ikar HaDin is not what occurred there. The Menchas Chinuch brings this Gemara in Os Aleph, Vinirali Pashit, where he says that maybe all these halachas and Mises Beis Din only apply where you have the materials. But if you wouldn't have the materials, so then you wouldn't do it. Second to bottom line. Imkein Efshar. Heichi delo shchiach psilo. What if Beis Din doesn't have a hot lead? Miskayez amisah pachavim is moish. You can do it the other way. V'yafshar she'in delahan esedina la'amtin. And maybe it's better for the person not to wait and delay the din in order until you get the hot lead, but kill him right away in another way. But he says, what about that Gemara that I just read? I don't think that's such a riot, says the Menchas Chinuch. Doesn't sound like that. They didn't have it, and therefore they did it in this way. Right? Also because it was after the time that they did Chayvi Mises Beis Din. But he says, I think the din is true. On the fourth line, Dina Nira Li, Demein Shchiach Lahem, Dein Soch Lahantan Al Apsila. If they don't have the materials, don't wait. Just kill the person right away. Kivin the Marbin on Kol Davar Shel Toldos Ar. Because everything is really included. Finishing up, V'noheges mitzvah zu b'zacharim ki lahem ha-mishpat, this mitzvah applies to all men on part who are on the Beis Din. U'be'eretz Yisrael bilvad, ki hi b'makam ha-mishpat, and only in Eretz Yisrael. Ki u'bezin sh'avar ole ha-velodon u'achayiv, ki dino b'luas evon shem gadol, as we said, ki b'mishpat yisashiv ha-olam. Beis Din doesn't do the mitzvah, so then they are mevatel, this mitzvah zaseh. The Menachas Chinuch in Os Beis notes what he's mentioned other times as well. He's bothered why the Chinuch limits this din nefashos to Eretz Yisrael. The din is the last halacha in the Rambam at the end of Perek Yudalid. The Rambam says, if there is a Beis Din that's judging the nefashos in Eretz Yisrael, so then they could judge, anybody can judge the nefashos in Chutz La'aretz also. It's just that you need the Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael. So not only in Eretz Yisrael, it's only in Eretz Yisrael, only if it's in Eretz Yisrael, that's when it applies in the whole world. Bizmacha dana din nefashos b'Eretz Yisrael, dana din nefashos kein b'Chutz La'aretz. V'hu she'yu asanejin smuchin. As long as you have smuchin. So he has that ha'ara that really it's not literally Eretz Yisrael. Just once we have the Rambam open, the previous halacha of the Rambam is fascinating. The Rambam quotes that, as we know, the Sanhedrin left the Lishkas HaGazis before the Churban, 40 years before the Churban. And it traveled, as we know, first to Yavne, right? Tainli Yavne v'chachameha. Give me Yavne, b'yachar b'zachah yesfor. And it went to Yavne, and it stopped at 10 different places. This is Gemara at the end of Rosh Hashanah. And the last place it went to was Tveria. V'lasar makom was galu v'sofon l'tveria. U'misham lo amad bezan agadol ad ata. And there's never been a bezan agadol since then, since Tveria. V'kabbalah hi, and we have a misora. She'be Tveria asidin lachzar tchila. It's going to start again in Tveria, umisham ne'etakin l'migdash. And then it's going to go to the Beis HaMikdash, but it's going to start off in Tveria. That's the Rama based on the Gemara at the end of Rosh Hashanah. But this is the legend that's told over. Maybe that's why the Rama is buried in Tveria. Because he died in Egypt. How was he buried in Tveria? So the legend is that they put his Aron on a camel, or on a donkey, and it went all the way up to Tveria. Right, miraculously. Right, that's a pretty far walk. What's he doing in Tveria? He never lived in Tveria. He didn't die in Tveria. What's he doing in Tveria? Assuming that's really his kever. Right, so some say this is the answer because of this Rambam. Because that's when the Sanhedrin is going to get up. He wants to be part of the Sanhedrin. And that's why Dafki wanted to be buried in Tveria. Okay, we'll stop here and we will continue next time with the last mitzvah of Kedoshim, uv'chukoseihem lo seilechu.